Welcome to day 218. We are up to Perek Yud Mishnah Yud Aleph, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. I do apologize again for not posting them earlier on Erev Shabbos, like I generally prefer to. Amir Tzashem will get back on track next week. We learned previously that there are two primary ways of transferring flavor between foods. One is through a heat source, through cooking, and the second is through pickling. The high concentration of salt can transfer flavor. But we said there's a big difference between pickling and cooking. When it comes to pickling, it is weaker, and therefore, when you have two general vegetables that are being pickled together, they will not transfer flavor. It will only transfer flavor when one of them is particularly sharp, let's say an onion or garlic or even olives. But when it comes to cooking, that is not true. That limitation is not there. Anything will transfer flavor when it's being cooked. And that is how we paskin. We generally say that when it comes to cooking, anything, all flavor will be transferred when there's a heat source. But Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to give a whole bunch of opinions that disagree with that. Opinions that say, no, even when it comes to cooking, there are limitations to flavor transference. We don't paskin like any of these Tanaim, because again, we paskin that anything transfers flavor when we cook them. But we're going to see a few opinions that disagree with that. Says Mishnah Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol HaNishlakim Im HaTradim Asurim. Any cooked vegetables, general cooked vegetables that are chulin, that are cooked together with sharp beets, tradim is sharp beets, then asurim. Then the flavor, we're going to assume that these sharp beets are truma. We assume that flavor will transfer into the regular vegetables when they're being cooked together, and therefore the regular vegetables will take on the status of truma, and therefore a non-Kohen can't eat them. Because these sharp beets give a flavor. Again, the assumption of Rabbi Yossi is that is, it's only when it comes to these sharp beets. When two general vegetables are being cooked together, the flavor will not transfer. Only when there's that very sharp beet will the flavor transfer. So in a sense, Rabbi Yossi seems to say that cooking is very similar to pickling. We said pickling only transfers when there's something that's sharp. It seems that Rabbi Yossi says the same is true for cooking. Again, we don't paskin that way. Rabbi Shimon's going to say, yes, I agree that flavor generally doesn't get transferred when it comes to cooking, but there are more exceptions than just when there's a sharp beet. Says Rabbi Shimon, Kruv Shel Shikya, if you have a cabbage from a very dry field that needs extra irrigation because it doesn't get enough rainwater, Im Kruv Shel Baal, that's being cooked together with a cabbage from a field that gets a lot of rainwater, that's a very well-hydrated field, then Usser, assuming that this well-hydrated cabbage is Truma and it's cooked together with a dry cabbage, then it will transfer the flavor to the dry cabbage. Mepnei Shehu Bolea, because this dry cabbage is particularly thirsty, it'll absorb flavor much more easily than other vegetables might, and therefore that's an exception. Generally, vegetables will not transfer flavor or absorb flavor when they're cooked together, but the dry cabbage is an exception because it's almost going to scoop up, grab any moisture than it can. So that's the exception. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kol Mizbashim Zem Zem Mutarin. Anything cooked together is generally totally fine. No flavor gets transferred. Elim Abasar, except if there's meat. We'll assume now, at least according to one interpretation, that we're talking about two pieces of meat. Non-kosher meat and kosher meat. So then yes, the non-kosher meat will give flavor to the kosher meat. But that is the exception. In all other cases, flavor does not get transferred when they're cooked together. And finally, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri, Omer HaKaved Oseres. When liver is being cooked, it will oster other things, meaning if you have liver of a non-kosher animal, it will, and that's cooked together with kosher things, it will transfer flavor to the kosher things and make those kosher things not kosher. Ve'ena ne'eseres, but a liver cannot become oser. I mean, let's say you have kosher liver cooked with non-kosher things, the kosher liver will not become oser. Why? Be'nei shehi poletes, because a liver is so full of things like blood, primarily, that it's poletes, it's constantly excreting blood. Ve'ena bolas, it's almost like it doesn't even have a moment to absorb, because it's constantly excreting blood that it doesn't have a chance to absorb. So if it's a non-kosher liver, it'll be poletes, it will excrete non-kosher flavor into the kosher food. But if you have a kosher liver, it's constantly excreting its flavor, so it can't take on the non-kosher flavor. In all of these cases, by the way, it's interesting to think about, are we talking about scientifically, is this a machlokas of mitzios, meaning to say, of simply what the reality is? Meaning, well, will flavor transfer when it's just regular vegetables, or do you need a sharp beet, or do you need this dry cabbage? Meaning, is it just a matter of what they're experiencing and figuring out, does flavor transfer by these different cases? But they all agree that if there's any transfers of flavor, then it'll be problematic. Or are they arguing about how much flavor needs to be transferred, that maybe it's detectable, maybe it's not detectable. I mean, it might not only be a machlokas based on reality, it might be an argument based on how much flavor is required to be transferred in order to be problematic. That is Mishnah Yud Aleph. And now Mishnah Yud Beis, the final Mishnah of the Perek. Beit Seshen Nishbash L'Basav L'Nasur, and if there's an egg that is cooked together with spices that are Aser, meaning let's say spices that are Truma, Afilu Chalmon Shala Aser, the entire egg is Aser, it was cooked together with Truma spices, the entire egg needs to be treated like Truma, Even the yolk, the chalmon, even the very inside of the egg, because an egg, even through the shell, an egg will absorb the flavor of those spices, and therefore the entire egg needs to be treated like truma. Mei shalakos, o mei kevashim shal truma. If you have the water that truma was either cooked in or pickled in, you have the water afterwards, we can asurim lazarim. That is considered asur, meaning that takes on the status of zarim. So a zar, a non-kohen, cannot consume that water that the truma was cooked in or that the truma was pickled in. If we're consistent with that which we learned earlier, that would only be true if that which was cooked inside of it was sharp, was, let's say, olives, right? We saw that earlier, that at least when it comes to pickling vegetables, we said that only flavor only gets transferred if it's particularly sharp. So if it's talking about the pickled vegetables, it must be that which was pickled inside was sharp. And when it comes to cooked vegetables, so then depending on who you paskin, like the way we paskin, we would say is that anything, any vegetable that was cooked, any truma vegetable that was cooked doesn't have to be sharp, because again, when it comes to a heat source, flavor is automatically transferred. So the water after even cooking a truma cucumber would be problematic. That is Mishnah Yud Beis. We will continue with the 11th parak with Parak Yud Aleph tomorrow.